coming to you live from the Guide Dogs to the Blind campus in Boring, Oregon. This is Shane Davidson, and you have another edition of the Audio Guide Dog Training documentary podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. And now, on with the episode. Welcome to Podcast 7 for May 11th, 2012. I'm Shane Davidson. 53 minutes past 10 o'clock, a little bit later tonight. We're not going to be doing any more root things because I have decided to change formats a bit, and we're not going to do those because those can get boring. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about me and what I accomplished today and myself and what I learned. At some point this week, we're going to have a roundtable discussion on probably Sunday. A couple of three of us are going to get together, myself and a couple of the retrains here at the school. And we're going to talk about their experiences. Martin Collikit, who for you loungers know him, and someone also named Nancy, who's also in our class. We're going to sit down and chit-chat about their experiences in the retrain environment. Martin, who's coming for dog number 2 from Guide Dogs to the Blind. Nancy, who's coming for guide dog number 4. And her first dog from Guide Dogs to the Blind. So we'll talk about the difference in training for those returning to Guide Dogs and those coming to Guide Dogs from other school. We've also got a couple of their interviews lined up as well. We have an interview scheduled as well with, we have an interview scheduled with Rebecca Olniski. In regard, you know, we're going to talk to her, we've talked to Kelly, we've talked to Holly, so we're going to talk to Rebecca as well at some point this weekend. Cindy Detro with Guide Dog Mesa has indicated she'd like to be a part of the interviews throughout the next week. Karen Hedrick has indicated her, and you know, I think I was referring to her, but she's indicated interest in it as well, and Steve as well. I'm going to try and touch base with them on Saturday, probably tomorrow once I get back from Portland. Try and touch base with those two guys tomorrow. That'll be a part of probably tomorrow's cast if I can get touch base with them early enough on the Eastern time coast. But anyway, what happened today? What was today? Well, today was the fifth day with my dog, Cleveland, who is the cutest and the best boy in the world. Everybody's probably said that already, right? He's a great boy. He's done well. This morning, for those listening on the lounge, welcome to Meltdown. It was positively horrendous, but I pulled through it. It was more of a, I can't figure out what caused it. It all just kind of went. If it could go wrong, it went wrong. It wasn't fun at all. Anyway, this morning's route was kind of blah, so I earned that vanilla latte I had at Starbucks this morning. I earned that one. Believe me, I did. The route back, though, was different. Like, you know, the route going and the route coming, you know, the route going from the Portland Center to Starbucks and the route going from the Starbucks back to the Portland Center was like night and day. You know, you have a crappy route, then you have a woohoo route that kind of rocks your socks off. And it was awesome. You know, a couple of minor issues, but we corrected them. And that was the morning route. For lunch, I had a sandwich, chips, and a chocolate chip cookie. And by the way, the food here, and I think I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again, is, oh my god, nom, nom, nom. The food here is to die for. If you remember nothing else, and believe me, if you don't remember anything else, but, you know, if this is all you remember, you've got issues, but if you, you know, the memories, the food, the staff, they're all just, woohoo! Anyway, you know, the morning routes had issues, but, you know, you kind of expect that. The afternoon was fun. I switched instructors. Katie and Cindy were my instructors in the afternoon, and myself and Martin went out and bombed it from the Portland Center to the Starbucks, a different Starbucks, down on 9th, instead of the one on, I think, 5th is the one where I normally go. But, yeah, we're down the one on 9th, and I had a Frappuccino, and, whoo, that was good. That was great, and learned that holding your bathroom issues is not a nifty idea, but thank God there was a bathroom at Starbucks. Anyway, that was that. The route went well, both going and coming. One minor issue when he went left and I wanted him to go straight, but hey, They slow down, a hop up, and they tell him to get moving forward. He was good. That covered the afternoon. The ride back was kind of boring, because I kind of snored and needed clicker training. Not clicker, I read the clicker training text, and someone's like, my cell phone's going off, I apologize. Anyway, we did some clicker training. Oh, not clicker. I read the clicker training material on the way back. Then after a bit of a break, Molly come and grabbed me, and we did clicker training with Cleveland. I did chair. It doesn't take long to do find the chair. I put my hand in the chair. And we did, find the chair and feed. It was back and back and back. It's like back chaining. Like we covered back training in a previous podcast. We covered back training, back chaining. This was what we're doing with clicker training. And now that I know what I'm doing, I might actually record a podcast separately on clicker training, and we'll probably do the chair here. We'll explain it more and then do it. Maybe we can, poke someone on it. But anyway, we did clicker training, and he's an amazing dog. He got it rather well. So, if I tell him chair when we're in that particular room, he'll figure it out. So I think I'll start generalizing it here over the next day or so. Probably do some work on Sunday, generalizing that chair issue. We'll do a chair in the dining room, then we'll do a chair in my room, etc. We'll work on that. That was clicker training in the afternoon. For dinner, we had chicken enchiladas, refried beans, and chicken fried rice. Because of what the rice was, the rice may have slipped my mind, but that was nom. Okay, just nom, nom. And coffee cake for dessert. That was nom, nom, nom. What does Saturday bring? Well, according to the schedule, we are in Portland all day again. So, that'll be Saturday, and we'll get to more of that as we're coming. No interview tonight, but I hope this podcast has given you an insight into how training is going. If you have questions or comments regarding this podcast, the ending sequence you're hearing right now will tell you all about it. Live from the Guide Dogs to the Blind campus in Boring, Oregon, this is Shane Davidson. This is Podcast 6 for May 11th, 2012. See you next time. And that ends this episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, you can leave a comment on the blog post that you downloaded this thing from, or you can email Shane, S-H-A-N-E, @shane.net. Hope to see you next time.